Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready! Wake up!
Wake up! Wake up! In the balcony, wake up! In the closet, wake up!
Wake your ass up. Wake the fuck up. Remember you was crying and had me up all morning? No, hey, get your ass up. Get up. Get your ass up. That's right. All right. Get your ass up. Shit, we'll have the motherfucker up all night. And think, well, hey, get your ass up.
Facebook dating app. It's some crazy shit going on the Facebook dating app. I need to hear those horror stories. I got some horror stories for y'all's asses too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm going to always share my stories with you. I just need you to share your stories with me. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you share the link, share the link, share the link. You know what I mean? And get ready for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we get down. I just want to thank everybody for rocking with me. I want to thank everybody for praying for me. I'm praying for everybody, you know, as I do. Of course, y'all know how we start the show off. We always start the show off. We always pray for the people, for the sick, for the shut-in, you know what I'm saying, for the people that didn't even make it to see the summer. We pray for the people that didn't even make it to see Monday morning. We pray for the people that didn't even make it to see August of 2022. Now, we are already on our way to 2023, you know what I'm saying, and I don't know if everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. I know everybody came out with the first of the year, like, I'm going to change up everything. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. How many of y'all are really doing that and sticking to it? We all are human. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. But when you make up your mind, your mindset, when you change your mindset to live a positive and walk in a positive light, and damn all this negativity, because it's a lot of negativity going on. It's a lot of hateration going on in America, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes the hateration is coming from your own homie or from your own family member, you know what I'm saying? So we got to pray for that, you know what I mean? We gotta pray, because the devil is a lie, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a praying man, you know what I'm saying? I intercede when people are not interceding when they should be. I'm not a perfect man. You know what I'm saying? I got a few bullet wounds and stab wounds in my ass and this, that, and the other. I just scraped my knees a few times and shit like that there. But I keep on getting up, because you get tired of scraping your knees and bumping your head and shit and everything. After a while, you get a knot on your forehead from bumping your head all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? So I try and make sure that I live a good, a clean, somewhat clean somewhat clean life, you know what I mean? But I do know where my blessings come from. I do know that there is an Almighty, you know what I'm saying? And we need to praise his name each and every day and every minute of the day, because without him, we would not be here to do what we do. You know what I'm saying? So at this point in time, we always, in at this point in time, in the beginning of the show, I always pray. Make sure we have a good show. Make sure we have a good day. Make sure that your day is starting off just as well and just as good as mine. So please, bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, and we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for another summer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another week. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another month. I want to pray for the people that's praying for me, Lord Jesus. I want to pray for the people that don't know how to pray. I want to pray for the people that's up this morning and is dealing with depression or dealing with something, Lord Jesus. I know there's somebody that probably needs to hear this, but I do this for myself. I do this to thank you, Lord Jesus. We do this in the morning to give thanks to you, because without you, Lord Jesus, our day is nothing. And without you, Lord Jesus, guiding us through the day, our day is nothing. It is nothing less. So we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, and we come to you humbly, and we say thank you, Jesus. Keep us covered in your blood, Lord Jesus. Watch over our kids as they go to school for the first day, Lord Jesus. Make sure they're not bothered by nobody. Make sure they're not bullied by nobody. Make sure they're not infected by any type of infectious disease, Lord Jesus, that is lurking on the earth today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, and we can't thank you enough. We know you died on the cross for us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you every day. We try and make sure that we discover something new about you every day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to speak through me as a vessel. I may not know what everything means, Lord Jesus, but please speak through me. And I swear I will deliver the message to the best of my ability. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. All right. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. It is now 9:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is 91 degrees. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Like I said, y'all hit me up at 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to the show through your iPhone, through WhatsApp, through, you know, just press the link. Press the link and it'll take you to my page and my show will start. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We do this Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody out there on the West. Big shout out to everybody out there in Texas. Shout out to my man DJ Zoe out there in the Dominican Republic. You know what I'm saying? The Dominican Republic, man. He's out there in the Dominican Republic, you know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man DJ Zoe, you know what I'm saying? shout out to the big homie TNG out there in Texas. I got a lot of people out there in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homegirl, and everything, Kanita. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Kanita, okay? K-E-N-E-T-A. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Shout out to you, sweetie, and everything. I know it's your birthday week, so she turned it up for her birthday, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all wish her a happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dee Dee. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Joyce. Of course, shout out to Nikki. You know what I'm saying? Miss Valerie. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? If I'm forgetting somebody, shout out to my man Trevor Little. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out there. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Brother Conscious, a Conscious Brother out there in the NY. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my man Jaquan. You know what I'm saying? Geechee Dan. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get up with Geechee Dan so we can get what's his name? Coke LaRock on the show. You know what I'm saying? That's hip hop at its best. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, we get the morning show started. Hit us up 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Today's topic is: have you tried the Facebook dating app? And tell me your horror stories, y'all. I got some horror stories for your ass and everything. You know what I'm saying? From that dating app. Trust me, y'all. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do it. And I keep on doing it just like this. You know what I'm saying? We got some new music coming. You know what I mean? I always got some new music coming and everything. You know what I mean? So listen, y'all gonna sit back and ride with me today. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big, y'all. We doing it real big. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. We're going to get it to my girl Jill Scott and it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I need to get with me somebody and whatever, if you know what I'm saying, y'all. It's been a long summer, you know what I mean? But that's all right, though. The party has just begun. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all.
You sure did put it down last night.
So wake your ass up on the show, y'all. Hit us up. 657-383-0199, y'all. Wake your ass up.
Yeah.
y'all to sit back and laugh with me on this. A little R&B with a southern soul swing. Dig this, y'all.
Smiling just getting me. Even if it's the quarantine. Yeah, steady flipping, hidden blocks in the bin. I done hooked up with a couple of twins. Anybody heard of Wendell B? Yeah, he used to live next door to me. Yeah, he said they wanna know where I'm from. Then I turn my head and give him some.
I'm from the SDA.
Y'all, I know you can tell. Six pass way. And I'm smooth as hell. Wendell, Wendell, yeah.
And I've been only hit the notes to make the ladies.
On the road I've been gone.
Shorty hit me up on the phone.
Y'all, I heard it in the background.
In my song.
So as I'm fresh, y'all hit the door.
And people, this is how the story goes.
So I'ma pull a smile.
Put a smile on the porch.
Yeah, baby, baby.
And all the pretty ladies, yeah, screaming my name.
Me and my baby stepping out tonight.
We're stepping out tonight.
And I'm so
feeling
the mood.
Feel the
pain.
Yeah. Listen to your phone. It's when they're on me.
Yeah. Me and Ben and I'm gonna
change the game.
With this
R&B with a southern zone.
And I ain't been out in a
bit.
Had to finish. Yeah. Steady pushing y'all.
Joking around.
Gotta make you feel good.
Touch yourself.
Yeah. I ain't trying to be the king of the thing. I'm just out there trying to get it.
Whatever it brings.
Yeah. It's the story how I build my name.
And it went a little bit like this. Wendell B.
I put on a song.
It was on.
Yeah. See, I've been hanging in the background.
Way too long.
Had to find a way to get to you.
So when nobody let me do it,
hey,
like I wanted,
hey,
to. So I finally got it rolling.
On the Southern Soul thing.
You know what I'm saying? He hitting me up letting me know that he's at work, that he's got us locked in. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man DJ Zoe. Y'all already know, man, me and him been putting in some work, you know what I'm saying, with these beats that he dropping. Y'all make sure y'all check him out on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But right now, we going to light it up right now with one of my artists from the UK. All right, my man, Carbon Knight, you know what I'm saying? Let's light it up, y'all, here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Cheer.
This is a Philly in the UK thing. Man, they can tell them. Philly's finest. Gonna make you know.
I went from the ghetto to the ghetto and I'm back again. You spit air, that's true, I spit acid, fam. Instrumentals, I trash and make classic jams. Hip hop to the fullest, balls like bullets. How they penetrate, I'm hungry, you food on a dinner plate. Beef, I cook it till I see blood, that's a red steak. Spread love, I don't fear hate. I want paper like Bill Gates. Said he real, yeah he real, real fake. Bang this from Philly to UK, UK to Philly and wherever you stay. They glorify money, only God can judge me. I'm too hot to hold, nobody can touch me. Top of the food chain, nobody above me. I'm a one of one, bet money you trust me. Got the city on my back, gun on my lap. Hit the booth, drop bars, finish with my stash.
Light up a road for this. It's UK, this is your ride like this. Put it down, yeah, you feel the sound. Yeah, it's on the ground, don't you know what's killing. Yo, we're counting up, flight off the road for this. It's UK, put it, put it down like this. Boy, you feel the sound, yeah, it's on the ground. Yeah, you lay down, yeah, you feel the sound. Yeah, cranking out, flight off the road for this. It's UK, and you put it down like this. It's Philly, and you put it down like this. You know it's Philly and I and them. Show your haters over there, you ain't stopping them. We got the big top, Philly, topping them. Just the end of the field and the style, jumping them. Got it all locked down, this is in the store now. Cause you know we get this shit, it's left to pop out. We got it all the green in, I show the meaning. The Indians won't even know the green, what we meaning. We get the cream in, that's what we do. Shall I get my favorite rapper, that's what we do. And then I get my riches, yo, that's what I do. I keep it so true, cover you how we do. I don't give a fuck about this against in the blue. Music is over, killing it, killing it, straight proof. Street up, you know, Eric's gotta feel real, recognize real, this is how we do it round here.
Light up the road to this. It's UK, singing your ride like this. You put it down, yeah, you feel the sound. Yeah, it's on the ground, don't you know what's feeling. Yo, it's not enough, light off the road to this. It's UK, singing your sound like this. Boy, you feel the sound, yeah, it's on the ground. Yeah, you lay down, yeah, you feel the sound.
This here remind me of rock days. Rock days still took it back to the block ways. Shot yay. Had cyphers with Evie before his mouth wired. Don't believe a word of the lyrics, begins a doubt liar. Rap, play ball, ordeals, the ordeal. Everybody's win, the more pills. Still trying to get me like 4 mil for core skills. This, that reality rap scrap is all real. Look, it's me. Big B's throwing up signs in the club like we lip read. Chris T, sick jeans, keep shelling on us against like it's lit screen. These rapper dudes and they history. Strictly capital when we shift keys. We give them that work like we're shotting. Love to my people out in London.
Light off the road to this. It's UK, we get to put it down like this. Before you feel the sound, yeah, it's on the ground. Yeah, lay down, yeah, feel the sound. Yeah, gangsta now, light off the road to this.
It's the number one DJ rocking the turntables in the mix.
Check this out, man.
Giving you the best music.
How you feel?
Fat Man West Coast. You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm falling.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Just get real!
The best mixers.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
In the mix with the blend kids.
Like this.
Fat Man West Coast.
You are listening to Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. With your host, Fat Man West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
Good morning. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. Shout out to my man DJ Zo. DJ Zo out there in the Dominican Republic. Shout out to my girl Kanita. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, sweetie. Hope you are blessed with many more. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's rocking with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all rocking with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic is everybody that's using the Facebook dating site. I don't know who's been using the Facebook dating site. I've been using the Facebook dating site to meet someone, a significant other. Your boy want to be in a relationship. I ain't even going to lie about that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. I want to be with one woman. I want to be a one-woman man, you know what I mean? And, which is not hard to be. I ain't never had no problem being with one woman, you know what I'm saying? It's just, these days, black women are really picky, just like me. I'm being picky, which I'm supposed to be picky, as a black, single black man raising a 13-year-old daughter, you know what I mean? So I'm being picky, they're being picky. It's a lot of freaky-ass women out there, I must say that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna sugarcoat it or anything. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it or anything like that there, you know what I'm saying? A lot of freaky ass black women out here, and they're trying to cover up their freakness, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, well, you know, I'm gonna get, you know, you be trying to get to know a woman and everything, and it's kind of like these women ain't really, you know, they want to get to know you, but right now they trying to blow the dust off that ass. They like, shit, this ass been in dormant since COVID and this, that, and the other, and I ain't found nobody during COVID, after COVID, before COVID, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, they like, yeah, player, what's going on? You know what I mean? So you're getting a lot of aggressive women. You want to get to know a woman. I've met a woman on that site. The first thing came out of my mouth was, you know, you're going to come stay the weekend with me? And I'm like, sweetheart, you don't know me from a can of paint, let alone knowing me or getting to know me. Now you want me to come stay the weekend with you? Ladies, where are some of the priorities at? Don't get me wrong. We as men, we some freaky-ass motherfuckers too, you know what I'm saying? We want to get to know a woman, but right now, we have one thing on the mind, you know what I'm saying? That's sexual activity. You know what I mean? This is the way some of us as men express ourselves through sexual activity, through affection, through love and affection, through touchy-feely. That's how some men express themselves, ladies. So don't always get offended. And some of the things that you ladies say on your profiles, you know what I'm saying? It's no wonder why your ass is still alone and everything like that. Y'all got so many standards, which, okay, you're supposed to have high standards and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying and stuff. When we men have high standards for you women, when we tell you what we want and what we don't like and things like that, you women get offended. But you women will say things on your profiles that will make a man deter his, that wouldn't want to talk to you. Okay, then, here we go again. I'm back at it again. First of all, you're letting me know that you've been on this site several times and you haven't found anybody yet. So you just were sitting there one day and you decided to create a profile. This is why you say, here we go again. I'm back. I'm here. I'm catching myself on this site again. Well, why don't you switch up something, sweetie? Because don't no man want no bitter-ass woman who don't want to be on the site, let alone is not liking what the site has to offer. So everybody that you talk to, you got an attitude with. You know what I'm saying? And that go for men, too. But men, we will deal with it because of we want something new. We're in the wrong place looking for something new, but we want something new. So here we go down this road once again to try and find something new with a significant other. You know what I mean? We try and talk, want to date, this, that, and the other. A lot of you women want to act like you want to date, but you don't want to date. Let's call it what it is. You trying to size me up, find out what it is, or find out what I'm doing, if I'm with somebody, if I got a significant other in my life, or anything like that there, so you can see if I can put in the work. And you know what I'm talking about. If I can come over there and put in the work, if I can break your back in three places, the bedroom, the bathroom, and the kitchen, and see if I have the stamina to keep up. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is the first day of school to everybody that's getting their kids off to school. Make sure you hit us up. I need to hear from some of you women about these Facebook dating app horror stories. Am I right or am I wrong? Are you women just looking for one thing, or are you honestly trying to find a mate and make some magic happen within your life? Don't you deserve it? We all deserve it. Hit me up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you click the link, share the link, share the show. You know what I'm saying? But I want to hear either from some of my big homies out there or from some of you ladies out there. Everybody is in the dating mode. I even want to hear from some of you married couples. Hit us up. 657-383-0199, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. This is how we do this, y'all, every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., y'all. You know what I'm saying? But we about to go back. Y'all know on my show, we play old school hip-hop. We play old school R&B. We strike a nerve in you that's going to wake your ass up in the morning besides these topics and besides our forum, our open forum where you can call and be a part of the show. I know a lot of y'all is shy, but that's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all zen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's listening to me that's got me locked in. I got y'all locked in, too. What was you doing when this song came out?
Both women type thing, and if I don't react the way he won't, he might swing his I'm going deep.
Every now and then I start tripping and get to thinking on the deep tip beyond all that bull that I shoot at people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But after I'm evil, and I'm hit to every chick trying to get a grip, and every wanna be max on a stack, but don't bump that. And I say bump that with my mighty middle finger. I'm heavy up and do this rap, I ain't fucking singer. Yo, I think I'm getting tipped, cause my dollars ain't making nobody sick. But then again, it's probably all that chronic that I smoke. I used to be like that when I was out there slanging dope, and lately I've been flipping on some old paranoid, like looking suckers up and down, trying to stalk, cause I'm a hard.
So why don't you just soften up?
I try to be cool, but I get caught up when I go to clubs. Straight up, I don't even trust myself.
Yo, you can trust me.
How you figure that?
I'm just like you.
Why?
Your heart was stabbed by a knife.
I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. Tell the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Me the diabolical, be upset and go off with something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Pick up me face and you know me run the wave. One thumb thump in a boy them face. Two thumb
thump, and we tear down the place. See thump, thump, and them cannot escape. Cannot escape, cannot escape. Gallum is a cannot escape. Car, toe-to-toe once again, oh. We distinguish real bad boys, them, oh. And if you a bad boy, not a guy can try. Let me see your face, them, oh. Cause I'm not a DJ, and I'm not a MC. I'm a 20 member of the crew, BDP. Step to a crew, boy, no problem. We have a fist, and it quick me shout them. I'll see me gun, but it in on me face. Pick up me fist, just the butt of your face. But I am there, and we reach it on bad. Love see me fist, and me gun next to God. You see me fist, come me up in a line. Wicked bad boy, run things every time. All them attack and defend. Girls stop me from love, they girl them. Girls on the left and girls on the right. Two of them combine and one fight. One to a punch, one take out a knife. I nearly kill the girl and take what I like. Tell me good people, is that right? Make girl a kill girl, the man with me like. I don't like that, them pressing on me throat. Leave them girls, we just keep them at home. My lion there, step on the throne. Why every wicked and we bad to the bone, that's why.
You know what? I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name.
Ooh.
And baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you missing. I can put in work in every position from the
kitchen table. Baby, that's my body calling your name. And baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, put it on me.
Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, let them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up.
Show me how you do the touch.
We gon' pop some champagne.
So baby, make it
real. And when we get up on the song, wrap your legs around my shoulder.
Come on, baby.
good morning. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It is 10 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we are just chilling. Today's topic is, have you tried the Facebook dating app? Call and tell me your horror stories. I got horror stories for you. I took a woman out to dinner and then said, yeah, they bought her some roses, never heard from her ass. Ever again. Fellas, you got women out here hustling meals. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I want to go out to dinner. They'll go out to dinner with two, three different guys in a day, dinner, lunch. They hustling up meals. You ever took a woman out to dinner and she only eat half of it, take the rest home? She trying to feed her kids and all of that shit. Hit me up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Tell me your Facebook horror stories, and I will tell you mine, y'all.
You. Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Money on my my mind, I let it meditate. I be counting up, nigga, every day. Steady getting to a bag and that's in every way. Put that on my name, it's on my every way. Every day, every day. Steady counting up, nigga, every day. Hating on that nigga, you can never say. And I put that on my chain, I ain't never fake. Every day, every day, bitch, I gotta count it up. Every day, every day, every day, and I put that on my name. I ain't never fake. It's about to be a marathon. I hopped up on that plane with no carry-on. Simple man, I'm about on Veracruz. Told him make this safe, and yes, I miss that shit for everyone. Call me sweet, the canary time. See you with the mess, I'm at the park, my nigga Barry Bonds. About a doubt, I ain't second guessing shit. Why they love talking, I can see they second set of lips. Why we quick to check a bag, why you quick to check a bitch? That's like talking to the wall, my nigga, you can't tell no shit. Nah. I'm so on 20, make a buck, I scram. I'm King Gold, you don't know just who the fuck I am. Hey. Too much money on my mind, I let it meditate. I be counting up, nigga, every day. Steady getting to a bag and that's in every way. Put that on my name, it's on my every way. Every day, every day. Steady counting up, nigga, every day. Hating on that nigga, you can never say stop. And I put that on my chain, I ain't never fake. Every day, every day. Bitch, I gotta count it up. Every day, every day, every day. And I put that on my name, I ain't never fake. Chicago OG, my name causing the asphalt. Can't entertain bro, don't even know where the cash goes. Back mobbing and acting, yelling that to you jackoffs. Hot about the experience, I rap like a bad hoe. Front of the streets where they back rob. Shit is never sweet as you make it. Twin the streets, niggas ass off. In the field with some shit. Never know be your last ball. Right hand on the left arm, like Terry Bradshaw. Spin more, we're moving door. That's how the dashboard. Talking one stop shop. Everything you can ask for. Territory was fucked to see that stamp on that passport. I'll be tough now, like niggas got bulletproof glass jaws. Too much money on my mind, I let it meditate. I be counting up, nigga, every day. Steady getting to a bag and that's in every way. Put that on my name, it's on my every way. Every day, every day. Steady counting up, nigga, every day. Hating on that nigga, you can never say. And I put that on my chain, I ain't never fake. Every day, every day. Bitch, I gotta count it up. Every day, every day, every day. And I put that on my name, I ain't never fake.
You got your boy coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. It is 10:13 a.m. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic is, have you tried the Facebook dating app? Tell me your horror stories. Hit me up at 657-383-0199. It's 657-383-0199. Tell me your horror stories. Have you been out on this dating app and everything? Has you dated anyone off this dating app? I've dated people off this dating app and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And I've dated people off of this dating app. Some of you women are more thirsty than you men, than these men out here. And y'all talk about us like we thirsty and this, that, and the other. I've had some women say some humdingers to me. I mean, come up with some outlandish shit and be for real about it, too. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I'll be like, I thought you women don't like to talk about sex. I thought y'all don't like to, a lot of women act like they don't like to engage in sexual conversation, especially when I'm first meeting you. I don't want to talk about that. If you think I'm, you know, if you think I'm a one-night stand, keep scrolling. If you think, what is it? If, you know, if you think you're just going to kick it with me, keep scrolling. Sweetie, what, I mean, ladies, what, you know, y'all be wanting this Prince Charming and this, that, and the other. 9 times out of 10, we go out on a date. We'll probably go out to dinner, go out to lunch. We're going to wind up kicking it one way or another. If you 420 friendly, we're going to sit up and we're going to be smoking. If you like to drink, we're going to sit up and be smoking and drinking too. So we're going to wind up kicking it either at your place, my place, or out in public. It don't make a difference. We're going to get together and everything like that. Y'all come with these high-ass stipulations and everything. That's really not necessary and stuff like that. Why don't you let things fall into place, let nature take its course? Ladies, have you ever thought that the man that's pursuing you may not like you. He may not like what he sees after you ladies want to put up pictures that's 2 or 3, 4 years ago and this, that, and the other, and then I catch your ass on Duo or on FaceTime and you got 3, 4 chins, that, and the other. You got a gap in your two. What's this thing about women in Texas with this goal in their mouth? I thought that shit played out back. I thought that shit played out back in the 90s. And this, that, and the other. I'm noticing women still got gold teeth in their mouth and everything like that there. Is that fashionable? I mean, really? I don't know. Somebody turn me on and teach me. I don't know. But this is what's out here on these dating apps. You know what I'm saying? The Facebook dating app, dating site. You go there, you fix a profile and everything. You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of the other profiles. A lot of you women are very rude. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't date men. I'm not looking for a man. So I wouldn't know what a man's profile would say. All I know what mine would say. You know, of course, I'm looking for a BBW. You know what I'm saying? A big, beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? The woman that's God-fearing woman and things like that, that's honest, spontaneous, willing to be adventurous, you know what I'm saying, that loves to cook, loves conversation. Communication is the key. A lot of you women don't even want to communicate. A lot of you women talk about, well, are you going to, you know, are you the type that want to text all the time or do you want to talk? A lot of y'all women would rather text than call on the phone. A man calls you on the phone, he lets you know he's interested, he lets you know he likes what he sees. He lets you know that he likes the curves on your body. He likes you. He likes your eyes, this, that, and the other. Let's get together. Let's go out on a date. You women are very hesitative to go out on a date. No, I don't want to go, this, that, and the other. Okay, well, let's talk on FaceTime. A lot of you women are afraid to talk on FaceTime because you're not used to talking on FaceTime or Duo with a man, because a lot of us men don't want to talk on Duo or FaceTime. But when you're going to pursue something different, you got to do something different. You got to step outside the box. You got to think outside of the box and this, that, and the other. Oh, yeah. Now the calls want to come in and everything like that there. Now y'all want to chime in and stuff like that there. But like I said, you know, a lot of y'all women on this Duo, I mean, on this dating app and this, that, and the other, not what you're saying you are. Just like a lot of men on this dating app are not saying what they are, this, that, and the other. We kind of hide behind shit. I can't hide behind shit and this, that, and the other. Don't want to hide behind shit. I want people to know me for who I am, take me for face value, this, that, and the other. If you can't handle it, move the hell on. If you can, then okay then. Then maybe we could talk and this, that, and the other. But I know in experiencing this dating app and other dating apps, Black women come across very thirsty. They come across very with their nose up in the air. My thing is this. If you don't want to be on the site, why the hell are you on the site anyway? If that's the case, and if you don't want to be on the site, get your ass off the site. You ain't got to get on there and degrade a Black man or this, that, and the other. It seems like a lot of women want to degrade the Black man or this, that, and the other when a lot of us Black men are asking you Black women, period, what are we doing wrong? It seems like every time something comes down the pipe, it's always the fault of a Black man or something like that, or we're not noticing something. I noticed one thing, and I'm a very big stickler on this. What I say to you in text message, in a chat, or whatever, you better retain that shit, because if you come back and you got to ask me again, what do you do for a living? Do you have kids? Little simple shit. That gets on a man's nerves because that shows that man that you're not paying attention. Women want to make sure. Women want to reveal that we as men don't pay attention. We as men pay attention more to you women than you think we do. We pay attention from the time you get up to the time you take your ass to bed. A lot of that shit you be talking about in between, yeah. Miss us with that because you're nagging. You're nagging and you want confirmation from me about what you're doing wrong and you want me to go, yeah, that's right, and this, that, and the other. A lot of men out here won't kiss a woman's ass just to get along and make her feel good. We're not going to do that, ladies. Just like you're not going to do that to a man and this, that, and the other. A lot of women degrade men. You know what I'm saying? And because you figure we're not paying attention. Yeah, we're paying attention to the shit that you're saying and this, that, and the other, and then we're blocking you out and everything because it's the same old type of drama, same old shit that we're trying to get away from and that we don't want to be bothered with. Stop thinking that a man is coming to the table unprepared for you. Stop thinking that a man is coming to the table and all he's thinking about is himself. If a man is coming to the table and he's willing to humble himself for you to get to know him, give that man a chance. Stop looking at him up and down like he's short and this, that, and the other. That could be your Prince Charming that you're missing out on. And fellas, vice versa. When a woman, you know, women, we ask women, fellas love an aggressive woman. You know what I'm saying? Fellas like for a woman to tell a man what she wants, how she wants it, when she wants it, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of you women don't catch on to that shit. A lot of you women want us to figure out like we're Confucius or some shit or Quasimodo or some shit like that there, Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. And you want us to figure out what the hell you're thinking. We're not going to do that. That gets boring after a while. This is why we holler about communication. Communication. Communicate with the man that you're so-called interested in. If that's the case and you're not interested in this man, stop doing this. Stop keeping that man around because you want someone to talk to. That's not fair to him because he's thinking that you're digging him and you're really not digging him. When a man tells you, oh, baby, you know what? I've been thinking about you and I've been missing you. A lot of you women will just go, uh-huh, okay then. Really? Have you heard it that often and that much to where it's just numb to you, to where you feel like every man is full of shit? Every man is talking out the side of his neck. If that's the case, we can feel the same way about you damn women. All women is full of shit. All women is talking out the side of their neck. They're not really ready for what the fuck that they say that they're ready for because they're beating around the bush trying to figure me out. Ladies, you're too busy trying to figure a man out because I'm not trying to go down that road again. I'm not trying to go there again. I'm not trying to deal with this again. Do you not think a man don't want to deal with that same shit you don't want to deal with again? You know what I'm saying? And you thinking that we're the ones being standoffish. Have you ever felt like you're giving off the vibes to make us standoffish? That you're not communicating enough for us to make us standoffish? Those one-word answers, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? You wonder why a man don't call you back? Because you don't call him back. Simple. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be treated like you say you want to be treated, try treating that man, that significant other, the person that you're so-called pursuing or want to pursue or like who's pursuing you, to do the same to you. It's simple. It's called reciprocation. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break, come back. I see we got some people with their hand raised and this, that, and the other. Now some people want to get, now y'all want to call in and this, that, and the other. As soon as I start talking about the women. It's all good, though. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your homeboy, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Let's go.
Of all these love shit steady on my mind. If I'm lying, then I'm flying. Think I'm losing it. I thought you were the one, it could've been saved. I know it won't for us when we was in and out of state. My last game showed me not to trust nobody. My stick in the box got me feeling like I'm Roddy. I done took too many shots, I should've been his body. I'm heartless as fuck, so I don't cry no more, ayy. As time go, really go by slow. Mind your business if you see me cooking up by the stove. I'm with a bad bitch, who is that we casting? Jody back with 100 badges, no I'm texting, ayy. If a soul think they got one up on me, got another one coming cause they cannot clone me. Crazy story, I can go out fast for nothing. You can love me or hate me, baby, I'm still thugging. I've been moving presidential, I don't need no deal. Too hard on myself, I've been missing it. Say depression, but I ain't stressing about a nigga, I learned my lesson. The next day, got this hoe tryna sex me. Got them boys on the phone tryna set me up. I talked about my pain, now them niggas tryna whip me up. Just 2 weeks ago, my bitch ain't had the butt to set me up. I keep calling, I keep on banging. Get them hoes from out, let my boys and get the blanket. I keep calling, I keep on banging. Get them hoes from out, let my boys and get the banging. My last thing showed me not to trust nobody. My stick in the box got me feeling like I'm ready. I done took too many shots, I should've been his body. I'm heartless as fuck, so I don't cry no more, ayy. As time go, really go by slow. Mind your business if you see me cooking up by the stove. I'm with a bad bitch, I wish that we cashin'. Shorty back with 100 dances, know I'm taxing, ayy. I just know this music gon' take off. Wonder if they miss me, gon' be hard for me to take off. My voice enough to pay off. I can stay long.
Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Coming to you live and direct, y'all, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 10:27 out here in Las Vegas on the west. You know what I'm saying? What is the temperature out here? I don't know. It's supposed to, it's like 90-something degrees, 98 degrees or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, our topic today is, have you tried the Facebook dating app or site? Tell me your horror stories. You know what I'm saying? We have a caller in here, 702-1702. Yo, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
What up? This is Black.
What's going on? What's going on, my brother? What's going on, man? How you doing?
What's happening, man? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, man. I see you out there doing your damn thing, man, out there. Working in the community and stuff like that with the tacos, man. I hear you. I see you. What's been going on with you? How you been?
Man, I got a dating spot. So you ain't got to go on Facebook. Come and meet the motherfucker.
Okay, well, what's the dating spot? Where you at?
I got a taco lounge, man, right on Oakey and Decatur, man. You got to come in there. Got all the tricks and treats that you want. The greatest tacos. Okay. And it's a networking type of scenario. So business owners, just people just trying to get down and just be with some normal human beings that's about it. Come on by the taco lounge.
That's what's up, man. I know you've been having the taco spot, the taco. I know it was the taco house. And everything.
Taco house, we moved it, man. We sold the house. She got $500,000 for the house. Fuck it. Everything for sale. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You still doing the steppers on Saturday?
Yes, sir. I'm doing 420 dispensary on Saturday. And today, what I'm doing, the first day of school, man, I'm going to pass out every kid I can see. They're getting 4 tacos and a drink today.
That's what's up, man. Now, where you going to be doing that at?
I'm doing it right on in the dirt. Simmons and Corn.
Okay. All right.
Right in the dirt, man.
All right. Now, you still...
Say again?
So you still delivering tacos?
We delivering. We making moves. We trying to get that delivery down to 10 minutes or less. That's what we trying to do.
All right. So now you have a taco dating spot now.
Because everybody only baiting spice on Facebook, and you know, you might go see a gorilla when you're trying to go see a gorilla or a killer. That's what you gonna get on Facebook,
right?
A gorilla or a killer.
That's right. You gotta be careful.
Gotta be careful on them dating sites, you know. I ain't never had no experience because I don't use them. But you know, the people that use it, just be careful out there because you got some weirdos and you got some righteous ones. Just get, you know.
That's what it is. That's true. Everybody ain't out for your best interest and everything. You know what I'm saying? So when is the dating house going on now?
The taco spot going on Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
I would love for you to come by because we got trick or treat bags, and you know what the trick or treat bags.
Sucky and everything.
You come and get the trick or treat bags. Halloween coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Halloween is around the corner. And everything.
Yeah, and our trick or treat bag is what everybody wants.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So listen, man, make sure you hit me with that flyer so we can put it out. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a date or a date night, now we got the taco house. You know what I'm saying? The taco date house. Ain't this about a bitch? I was just thinking on the shit. Here he comes and everything. He got the taco dating house. Y'all can eat tacos, get your grab bags and shit, and network with business people.
That's all we're doing is networking. Because if you ain't got no money, you ain't no sense of you dating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So we're trying to put it all together, like mud and sand. If you ain't got no money, ain't no sense of asking nobody out for no dating. You ain't got no money. Vice versa. Woman, you ain't got no money for that just in case type of scenario. And the fella, you ain't got no money. Nigga, get your game up before you ask a woman, because that's where we start. That's where it starts, bro. Niggas ain't got no money trying to take a girl out on a date. You can't even treat them right. So don't take that girl until you're ready. That's all I can tell them. You know?
Now, excuse me. Now, in these days and times,
Are you indulging over there? Well, yes, of course.
You know what I'm saying. Now, in these days and times, is there a thing still called dating? I mean, now we're meeting at the taco house. Now we're meeting at the 420 events. Now we're meeting, you know what I'm saying? Hell, at the park these days. Can we still call it dating? Or is that getting together, or is that kicking it?
Yeah, kicking it and networking. That's all you're doing is networking. It ain't dating till you actually go out and spend some money on them people. The first date is just networking and see what these people got to offer. If they ain't got nothing to offer, get the fuck away from me. You pay for your meal, I pay for my meal. Go on about your business. That's how it really goes down. All that dating shit is against the wall, man, because everybody has had bad experience with dating. Everybody.
Unless
you gay or something, I don't know how they dating thing is. But, you know, so I just tell people, if you can't afford a date, don't go on a date. Stay out in the hood where it's good and find you somebody that's broke just like you and y'all kick it.
Stop playing games with grown men
and grown women. If you're going to date somebody, date somebody, man. Spend some money on them. You know, don't have a date and they got to do some old weirdo shit. If you a man, be a man. If you're a woman, be a woman. Be respectful. That's all you can do in these days and times, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't think that's reciprocated or that is put into consideration in the dating realm. You know what I'm saying? I think people are more or less hormonally dating because their hormones are in an uproar and this, that, and the other. And my thing is this, if that's the case, then you need to follow protocol and treat it as an adult like adults do. It ain't a one night. Well, in some cases it's a one night stand. I don't know. A lot of relationships didn't been inspired from a one night stand and things like that there. So I think people are, you know, being prudish or being a prude about the dating scene, especially as adults. When you start getting in your 40s and 50s, even in your 60s, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain things you're going to go for, certain things you're not going to go for, certain things that you're looking for, certain things that you want. You need to be able to put that on the table, put that out there, and put it out there and not be looked at or looked down upon because you know what you want. I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We set in our own ways, man. You know, once you get over, once you pass that 50 mark, man, if you ain't got it together by then or got some type of togetherness, fuck off. Fuck off. Go date a bird. You know what I mean? Because that's all you is shit, bird shit, if you can't get it right by 50. You feel what I'm saying? So all the young individuals, get it right, man. Date until you get 50. With 50, I'm going to be looking at you like you're a fucking bird.
Right, man. That's true, man. So listen, tell everybody where your spot is again, bro.
Man, it's on Decatur and Oki, and you got to know somebody to get in. This ain't no freebie. This ain't no come around lounge. You ain't got no money. Don't even fucking come to our spot. Straight up. Don't even fucking come. And we ain't finna play with you. So if you come in and you got a broke ass friend, tell them they got to sit out in the car until you done, because we ain't playing no games. You ain't got no money. Just don't come. We ain't mad at you. Just save up your money and come. That's it. We gonna get you a trick or treat bag. It's gonna be real worth it.
That's what's up, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all holler at my man Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? He got black tacos, the best tacos in the state. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that, y'all. If you hear him talking about black tacos somewhere, trust me, they are talking about my man Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? Man, we appreciate you coming on the show, bro. I'm gonna make sure, man, send me the flyers, man, so I can put some spin on it and everything, man, for the Black Taco House, the dating house.
It's what you want it to be.
Yeah, right.
Whatever you want it to be is there.
That's it. It's there. On Tuesday.
You come, you can turn into a superhero over there. Come and turn into a superhero. You can be all you can be, like the Army.
That's what's up, y'all. We're going to take a break and we're going to be back. Wake your ass up.
Put my feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping, I've been tripping us down. Boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad, for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad, for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. You know I'm cool when I ain't waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted. And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. This is too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling. You keep giving, you keep on getting. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad, for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. My bad, for trippin' on you. Trippin' on you. There's some kind of love, baby. Drip, drip. There's the type of love, maybe. Trip, trippin' on you. It's big enough, maybe. Trippin' on you, I'm done trippin', I'm trippin', I've been trippin', that's how I control this feeling. You keep giving, you keep.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Coming back, starting back today. I've been on hiatus shit for like 2 months. Went to go see my kids, went and go see my grandbabies and everything. I'm glad I'm back home. I love my kids, I love my grandbabies, but shit, sometimes you got to get the hell up out of there. Shit, that's, oh, Lord have mercy, Lord. I'm dealing with some twins, y'all, isn't it? These twins done been here before and everything. All they do is sit back and giggle and laugh at you. And shit, no. You wake up and you got a little light-skinned baby and everything with a big-ass afro talking about early in the morning. That's like a clown chasing you through the neighborhood. Just to wake your ass up for the show, y'all. I've been having fun with my kids and my grandkids. But it was time to get my ass back to Vegas because it was time to get some things taken care of. I have a apartment out here, and they're constantly going up on the rent on this damn apartment and shit. You know what I'm saying? So pretty soon, I'm going to probably be homeless. Y'all can hear me doing the radio show from Las Vegas Boulevard, literally on Las Vegas Boulevard. And everything, because, you know, this rent is getting out of hand, you know what I'm saying, and, of course, you know, I'm not the type to be nobody's roommate and shit like that there, so, you know, and I damn sure ain't about to move in with my kids. That's a no-no, you know what I'm saying, so, y'all, just pray for me, shit, that's a, just pray for me. Hit us up at 657-383-0199, y'all. This morning's topic is, have you tried the Facebook dating app? Tell me your dating horror stories. Now, we did already had Kitty Black call in and say he just started a dating house. He just started a dating house. You can come to the house, eat tacos, and date shit. Boy, I swear, only on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We got another call here. 330-2202. Good morning, good morning. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
Good morning, this is Miss D.
Good morning, Miss D. How
good
are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing better.
You're doing better? That's good, that's
mm-hmm.
good. That's good, that's good. What can I do for you this morning?
So, we're calling to speak on the subject that you have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's that? How do you think of it? You have any horror stories?
Well, I actually only been on one date. You said horror or good stories?
Horror or good stories, yeah. Just... stories,
yeah.
Period, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
I was on the site. I went on the site one time. I have been on there for maybe about 2 to 3 months. And then actually went on a date, first date, only date.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that, what I can truly say is that it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
There were some good things and, you know, some bad things, but it's all about getting to know a person.
True.
You know, like you said, it goes on both sides. You know,
yeah.
if especially if you're a person that has been hurt a lot in the past, it you have to not bring that issue, or try not to bring the issue into the next relationship. You also have to be careful about not bringing other hidden issues that someone may be dealing with, because they have a hidden issue that you don't know, and then there are some things that may happen and it may trigger some things off. So
yeah,
it's all
true.
About getting to know that person.
That's true.
Yeah, we all have been on, we've all dated, whether it be Facebook dating app, whether it be Black Dating, whether it be dating.com, whether it be all these other dating apps. You know, it's, you have to weed out the potentials and then throw the other ones out, you know. But like I said, I've only had one experience on Facebook dating. And I actually, you know, it was some ups and downs, you know. But once you get to, getting to know a person throughout the whole process, and, you know, sometimes that person doesn't pan out or it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's whether
That's
or not
true.
You leave the relationship as friends or you leave the relationship as enemies. So it all depends on each individual. You know, never a woman, a true woman and a true man will never get on Facebook and actually, especially after that dating app or whatever dating app, and bash that man or that woman, because there's no reason to do that. If you see it, if it's not meant for you to be, then that's what God is telling you. It's not meant for you to be, you go ahead and you move on. But don't leave the relationship in a bitter aspect, because you may have to come back around to that same person. And then, you know, that same person throughout that relationship that you guys were talking about may have took hold and took heed to a lot of things when they weren't able to actually sit back and let someone tell them. Or some people are not, how do you say, some people don't know how to deal with the truth. Some people don't know how to deal with someone telling them about the issues that they see or that this person may be dealing with. They don't know how to handle it when somebody just turns around and tell them, look, I've noticed such and such and such. You know, you have to be that man or that woman to say, okay, well, this person brought that to my attention. Do I really do
that? Right. Right.
You know,
right.
You know, is this just somebody just trying to throw me off the fence? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
so,
that's true.
Like
that's
I said, true. I actually met my best friend on the Facebook dating app. So, and I, you know, respect that person, that man. I respect everything about it, the relationship that was there and the relationship that is still here. Like at the end of the day, you have to learn to be friends. You have to learn to be respectable for each one still.
That's true.
You know, if you're going to be that ride or die, you be that ride or die. You know, some people have to understand that just because somebody offers you something or somebody says, well, hey, look, I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but, you know, let's do this or let's do that, or, you know, here, you know, let's do it, you know. But you have to plan. If you're in a relationship and you have to first take heed to it is on a social media dating site, whatever it is.
Right.
You could get some cray-crays, and, you know, but my experience is that I was able to learn, and I'm quite sure that person was able to learn from me. You know, till this day, we are still in a relationship. It's not, we're just trying to see where the relationship is going, but at the end of the day, we're still friends. I can say that. We're still friends. So, you know, we still communicate. We still able to, you know, talk with one another without arguing and fighting. And, you know, whereas before, like I said, it just, you have to know, to get to know that person. And then if you jump into something without just basically, it ain't all about sex. And it's not all about what you can get out of the relationship. You know, some people may go on the face on any dating app and feel, well, I see what she does. I see how, you know, she's hustling, or they go by what you post on the face on the dating app. Or they go by and they look for you on actually other sites and they see exactly what you're about, and then they want to prey on that. You have people that prey on individuals. You have some that just, you know, is out there just to get a one-time stand or, you know, that's going to run around here screwing everyone they meet. And that's not
that's
a good
true.
Thing.
No, that's not.
Not a good
that
thing
is not. That is not. That is not. Mm-hmm. That is not. So, well, we appreciate you calling in, Ms. Hurt. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, Ms. D. And everything, in case y'all don't know, this is Ms. Hurt, Ms. D, you know what I'm saying? She does various businesses around the world, I guess I can say that, or between Las Vegas and Ohio, you know what I mean? So I know she's been doing the home health business. You know, now she's in the transportation business, so make sure you hit her up, you know what I mean? You guys need your taxes or anything done, you know what I mean? And just let her know that, oh, I heard you on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, you know what I'm saying? And everything.
And also,
sure
if I
be.
Can iterate something, if I could throw something in right quick. Anyone that's actually, we're also in a travel agency, a traveling business. So if we have an event that's going to be at Myrtle Beach on Bikers Weekend. And everyone knows Bikers Weekend in Myrtle Beach is it's Memorial Day weekend. So we have Sugar Mama's Travel and Mobley's Travel. We are actually going to be going there. So if anyone wants to get on the bandwagon and go with us for Bike Week, we have a whole package going on, different packages that you could participate in. So if you want to get a hold to someone, if you want to get a hold to either one of me, you can get a hold to me, or you could ask, call in to the show and ask Mr. Fat Man. you could jump on board with it, because it's going to be a good time. Really going to be a good time.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know what I mean? So we have been putting out the, started putting out promotion yesterday and everything, you know what I'm saying? And we're already getting a response from it. So just make sure that you look out on all your social media, on Facebook, of course, Instagram, Twitter, you know what I mean? And everything else, of course, TikTok and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate everybody calling into the show today. I appreciate you also, Ms. D, calling in, you know what I'm saying? We got to get ourselves up out of here. 6 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to slide, slippity slide up out of here. We want to thank everybody for rocking with us today. Everybody for listening. We are back and stronger than ever. You know what I'm saying? Catch us Monday through Friday. We will be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., just like today. You know what I'm saying? For the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. For the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff. And myself, I want to say thank you. You know what I'm saying? God bless each and every one of you. And make sure that you pray for somebody today that you probably never prayed for before. Okay? Say hi to somebody today. Do something that you ain't never did today. You know what I mean? Think outside the box. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. All right? All
right. Peace. Next personality. Next personality. You know I got five people inside of me trying to control my body. They're there without a doubt, cause every once in a while they'll all speak out like, what is it? What can it be? Get with it, get busy. Don't laugh, cause I can't control it. I try my best to hold it and hold it, but you see, they got the best of me. Oh, poo-poo and messy, wee-wee. I wish they'd leave me alone and then I'll be free. Oh, Dr. Ice, so sorry. Me ho liong, goi ho fiong. Noi hoi oof, nay mo hiong. I be fighting it, my boy, I can't control me. Cause I chew yard man, that's what my father told me. You can't what me say, make the young gad bar. So spar with me, I don't spar at all. Yo, it's getting crazy, it's getting out of hand. Five personalities is more than I can stand. But bear with me until it's gone. Uh-oh, I feel another one coming on. What's up, boss? You people need the place to be. My name is Miguel Chivaraca MC. I'm chilling
hindi peso bijo no. And to your sweet young ladies, dame un beso. Tú eres linda y quiero saber tu nombre. Para llevarte conmigo, para mi paraíso. I check it out, you know. See, I could be a married man with a beautiful wife, but then again, I'm living the. But it's just so ridiculous. Life. A dancer, a rapper too. I could do anything that anybody could do. I could act like a crook and steal a book off a shelf, or I could act like a cop and arrest myself. To do this, you must have a strong mentality. In other words, gotta have a split personality. A matter of fact, to be exact, come to think about it, I'm somewhat like that. A split personality goes and comes, like two people trapped inside of one. One's a nice person, the other is not. One drinks cold water and the other drinks hot. Oh, miniature in my arm and I'm feeling you around. And before you know it, baby, I'm beating you down. And I'd say sorry and together we cry. Then I look you in your face and spit in your eyes. Then I'd snatch your baby's lollipop and then give it back. Smile at his mother before I get slapped. Helping old lady across the street. Then I trip the crab by sticking out my feet. Well, then I pick her up before she dirties the dress. And charge her $5 for all that mess. First a scruffy, a bully, then hard again. So baby, please tell me, when will this end? Try to be polite, but sometimes I miss and get rude. And say things like this. If you were smart, you'd probably do this instead. Take your brain out your pants and put it back in your head. Then I apologize with a sweet apology. It's not my fault, it's the person inside of me.